This is your psychic girlfriend, Robin Richardson. And if you're like me, you're interested in how the universe works and in all things mystical. So let's explore it together. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast. Your psychic girlfriend, and on this episode we are going to talk to April Lamb. She's a medical intuitive and hospice RN, and she's going to talk to us about self-love, self-care, and our upcoming series that will begin July 20th. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and share. All right. Welcome to the episode. We have April Lamb on the show today, and we are going to talk to her about our upcoming self-love series. But first, welcome, April.
Thank you. How are you doing? I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I want to know, like, how you got to this moment in time. Like, what got you into energy healing, sound healing, Reiki, all kinds of wonderful energy healing modalities?
So the love for it started in nursing school. I've been a nurse for about, this August will be 14 years I've been a nurse. And it started in nursing school when I had to do a project for alternative healing therapies class. And I had chose Reiki. And I didn't know anything about Reiki. And so I liked that because I had to force myself to learn about it. And I was taking a class at a local Unity church, and this woman sitting next to me just happens to be a master Reiki master healer. So I reach out to her and I talk with her about it. She gives me all the information. And then I do this project on Reiki healing, energy healing. And it wasn't until maybe 5 years later after that project that I was introduced to a woman who taught it at her store called Crystal Pathways. And then I had, you know, finished out my Reiki training with her and one other teacher after that. And then it kind of all took off from there. But I've been doing energy healing as long as I've been a nurse. And I really wanted to incorporate Eastern and Western medicine as much as I could in my work. And then eventually bring it out into the world in a more Eastern way while still applying my Western medicine as my foundation. So there's that. I consider myself to be a medical intuitive. I in treating patients and taking care of the elderly and different ranges of the population, I have been able to hone those skills a bit more in the, you know, actually in the world with it, and without an actual person guiding me except my own intuition and my own guides. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
So tell us a little bit about medical intuition. Like, what is that?
Well, for me, it's a layered application. I look at it as I approach it from my foundational Western support. You know, I look at it from a allopathic standpoint of how everyone else is going to look at it from the physical. Okay. But then it's layered in terms of energetic, because I also take into consideration the person's emotional, mental, spiritual bodies. And that taps into the energy healing piece of it. And the medical intuition is knowing this foundation, yet also knowing that this person is a multidimensional being, and other layers of the person bring other pieces of information as to why it's showing up in the physical the way it is. Does that make sense? It brings you to the root cause of the why.
Definitely. I agree. It's interesting because I'm Reiki master teacher as well. I've been doing it for, oh gosh, let's see, how old is my son? My son just turned 26, so
Quite a while.
26 years, yep.
Mm-hmm. Years. So and I've only been a Reiki master since 2009.
Cool.
But and I've only been teaching it a couple years. But I, you know, it comes in waves. It took me a while to want to go that route as far as teaching it. It was more, for me, it was more implementing it and applying it.
Yeah.
But that's
so. So, you know, 2020 has been so rough for so many people, and you and I put together a self-love series. So why is self-love so important right now?
Well, especially right now, it seems that the universe has created isolation for a reason, for people to clean up their energy fields. You know, it's almost like, what do you bring to the table? What do you bring into the table in order to create this pristine, picturesque, higher dimensional, higher vibrational, you know, earth? Because we have been going through a shift for a while, and all those of us who have been doing this work for a while know that, okay, it's time for this to happen. Because I mean, Mother Nature shows us signs and symptoms of its need for rest and recuperation and renewal and rejuvenation. Okay, so it's shown us a really clear and evident picture of that, with the need for the fires in Australia to cleanse, and now the need for the world to stop so it can slow down and start again in a different direction that's more in alignment with where humanity needs to go moving forward. I like to look at things on a big global scale, because I can't help but not do that in a microcosm versus macrocosm way, you know? So, and it all starts with you, me,
right,
this person, that person, you know, taking responsibility for their own energetic field and healing themselves, so that when they are out there in the world, they're coming from a space of integrity and, compassion.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like this time has been oddly such a gift. It's helped me in my own way slow down and slow down in some place. I think it's more internal slowing down, like, you know, just being much more at peace, even if my day is full, which they are full. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that people could do? And you know, as a caregiver, that you were in hospice and you're such a caregiver, like, so what are some of the things that you do or what you might recommend for people on how to take care of self?
Oh, gosh. So my number one go-to are hot baths, honest to goodness. And I'm going to rave about those till the cows come home, honest to goodness. For me, it was a means, being an empath, it was a means of cleansing off all the energies that I came in contact with. And it became a ritual of 3 to 4 to 5 days a week, depending on how much it affected me and my field. Okay. That became a super important aspect of it, and is. And essential oils, certain essential oils will help to raise your vibration and kind of help, you know, things that don't serve your field, your energetic field, it'll help it vibe out, you know?
Like which ones do you recommend?
I actually have purchased local. So there's a couple clear quartz, essential oils that someone had personally made.
Nice.
I like frankincense because it helps to open things up while in a meditative sense, while you're in the tub. Mm-hmm. Epsom salts. But I also shop at local metaphysical shops that blend these for me. So they kind of throw in their own recipes. They throw their own recipes together. Like if I tell them, hey, this is what I need and this is what I'm going through, then they'll say, okay. And then they'll do their magic behind the counter. They're both apothecaries and And I'm like, okay, great. And I'll take it home and I'll soak in it and I'll go, that's exactly what I needed.
Oh, that's so that's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So there's two different places that I have the opportunity to do that. So
do they do things online? Because we certainly could put a link to.
Actually, yes, I believe they do. So we can put a couple plugs in.
Right. We can connect them because that's what they're about.
You know. Okay, great. So the first one is Goddess Isis Books. They do online orders. And oddly enough, the scent or the bath salt that I had asked the gal there, her name is Alana. It's called Love Self.
Love Self.
And it's the one that I had come to her during the implementation period of the series that we are talking about that we're, you know, launching. And she had put together this bath salt and it is called Love Self. And it's just like this afterwards, you just have this feeling of, yeah, I am enough, you know, like I love myself enough because I am enough, you know?
Yes, very much.
Yeah.
It is getting that knowing, like we get so many messages from, you know, our culture and we get so many messages that if we aren't doing X, Y, and Z, or we don't look a certain way, or, you know, we just get a lot of messages about like we're not good enough if we're not these things. And I think what's really important, especially for me, as time goes on, I just become much more comfortable in my skin and I don't really give a damn about what other people think about me, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that like really it's an empowerment. It's an internal empowerment. Or it's becoming a crone, whatever.
I think actually it's that crone wisdom mixed in. Definitely. Definitely.
You're like, sure. Oh, enough. Yeah.
Yes.
It's so true.
Because that, I think that is an aspect of womanhood that women, it's almost like we strive for it. And then once they have it, they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, even if like you're, you know, when I was raising kids and I mean, you just would get so worn out, like just because your attention and energy went towards nurturing
everybody else. Yeah. And therein goes a segue into the whole caregiver role, you know, it does become, I mean, a caregiver is a caregiver is a caregiver. There's so many different roles out in society that fall under that title or that, you know, that theme of someone's lifestyle or their career choice that we do get burned out. And my first go-to is hot soaks only because I know I learned myself by putting together my own self-care plan that, okay, that is something that works for me. And that's what it came down to was writing it down, like what does and doesn't work in these different areas of me, because I have to learn who I am, what works and doesn't work for me. No one else is going to tell me that. I have to learn that for myself. So I write it down and then it was like, okay, well then let's do that. Riding bikes. I love riding bikes. Other people might do gardening, you know, it's whatever works for them. And then it also comes down to realizing that your cup is an important tool. Your cup is an important tool and you have to leave it at least halfway full. Okay. What's best is if it's
overflowing
over the rim and you're just feeding others from the saucer of your cup. You know, that's the best position to be in is feeding them from your saucer and you're just this overflowing well of, you know, goodness and.
Yeah. And often people use that, you know, like if, you know, that analogy of like, if you're on the airplane.
The oxygen mask.
Goes on first before you can really assist other people. And it makes a lot of sense, you know? So let's talk a little bit about the series.
Okay, let's do that.
It's 4 weeks. And it's going to start on July 20th. And we picked that date specifically because it's the new moon.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. New moons are always a good, and it's 8 days outside of, even though it's still in the shadow period of it, but it's 8 days outside of Mercury retrograde going to retro.
That's true.
We have to think these aspects, love.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting because I mentioned that like Mercury retrograde doesn't really bother me that much, but what happens, it has been happening this particular period is so weird. Missed texts and it's whatever. It is what I just go with the flow, you know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But anyway, back to our self-care series, our self-love series. So it's going to be 4 weeks starting July. Mm-hmm. And so explain a little bit of the structure.
So the first week we are going to create our own self-care plan. And we are going to go through the importance of each body of existence that we reside within, mm-hmm. our physical body, our emotional body, mental body, and our spiritual body. And what type of activities could we individually choose for ourselves that could and will strengthen and hone and polish these bodies of existence within ourselves and outside of ourselves. So we will create a self-care plan that addresses each of these bodies of existence. And then over the next week, before the second installment or, you know, second week of this, we will have at least attempted to implement it over that week and see how we feel at the end of that week on an energetic level. diary, journaling. You know, journaling each day on our energy of zero being completely wiped out or one being completely wiped out to 10 being at our complete best and giving ourselves that range of judgment within ourselves instead of out there.
Yeah, really, and learning to tune in to what's actually going on instead of, you know, what we think.
Perceive outside there instead of going out there to look at it in here and, hey, where am I in my energy, you know? And then the second week, it will be using a learning how to, if they don't already know how to, but learning how to utilize a pendulum as a tool in assessing your field. Mm-hmm. So you'll learn how to use it so that you can assess yourself before treatment and then after treatment as like before and after, how people like to have before and after photos for weight loss or whatever. This is a before and after personal assessment of, wow, that area is somewhat closed versus this area that's, you know, more open. And then that class, that the second week is really about trust, you know, trusting yourself, trusting the information that comes through for you specifically before you, you know, do this for other people. And then the third and fourth week are tuning into each energetic center, each chakra point in the body, in the physical body, and learning about those, each of those individually, and then finishing it up with a sound healing of each of those energetic centers with crystal singing bowls that I've invested in.
Oh, that's gonna be so beautiful. I can't wait.
I know, it's actually really, and especially when you focus in on each one individually, and then tune it up, and then the next one, and then tune it up. You know, it's, I love this actually. I'm so glad that it unfolded this way because I'm super excited about it. And then at the end, we'll talk at the latter part of the fourth class, we'll talk about how combining these different frequencies of the bowls can allow you to tune up and energize and center other chakras that people don't typically teach about.
Right. Yes. very much. And then we had a special one-day retreat that will be offered as well, August 22nd.
Yes.
And that will be kind of the condensed version of the series, but you know, what pops up during that will be like incredibly special, I'm sure.
Yeah. I get this sense of, expect the unexpected, like you never know what you'll be led to share.
That's right. So it'll be a nice connector of all, you know, people who would like to be a part of, they could be part of both of the self-love series and then the self-care retreat. So it'll be a nice addition to the work they've already done.
I agree.
So is there anything else you'd like to share before the end of this podcast? Like share your website and how to get a hold of you, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. So my website is thejourneywithinus.com. My email is april@thejourneywithinus.com. And you can reach out to me and go to my website and check out my services and testimonials, client testimonials, and reach out for me from there.
Sounds.
I also have a Facebook page, April Lam RN Medical Intuitive. You can also reach me there. And I'm in the process of building that one up because that's a new page.
Yeah.
Via that platform.
It would be a nice place to like create a community.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, all right. So everybody take note of, the links below this podcast and run on over and find out more about April. And you can sign up for our series via Eventbrite, which will also be in the information of this podcast. So April, it's been wonderful to talk to you as always. I'm so excited to see what you're going to create. And we will definitely have you on again soon.
Thank you so much, Robin. Appreciate it.
Okay.